be incredibly entertaining.
I want to ask you a question that comes with controversy.
Oh, now you're really tapping into it, Byron. See, now you get a chance to ask all the questions that you always wanted to know.
Even better, this is going to be podcast so we can listen and laugh later.
This is one of your favorite things. Keep it simple, stupid.
No question. I think it was Tiger, 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 Tiger. He is the name. I mean, he is what golf is resting on right now.
I think he's a great team player. He did buy his wife a new yacht.
Yeah, well, for that team, he's doing well.
Yeah.
Get to know Melanie Nayer on Life Tips.
Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun on the web and around the world. Life Tips President Byron White talks to the latest trendsetters about strategies to grow your business. Editor Melanie Nayer interviews celebrities and expert writers on their tips for making life enjoyable and entertaining. Now, please welcome this week's Life Tips host, Byron White and Melanie Nayer.
Hello, everybody. It's Melanie Nayer here with Life Tips on Wednesday, April 18th at our new time, which we love. And I get to host this show today with my favorite co-host, Byron, who I haven't had the pleasure of hosting with in a few weeks. So welcome back, Byron.
He's back and you're back.
I am. How are you? How was your little trip? Tell us all about Mexico.
Well, I'm all tanned up.
And yes, you are.
Headed right to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute for a melanoma check. But other than that, no, I had a great time in Mexico.
And I want everybody out there who listens to our show to know, because, of course, we all have heard my complaints about my wall. I came back from 4 days of being away, and Byron had put a wall up in my office, being the wonderful boss that he is.
Digging into the roots of construction labor many, many moons ago as a student in college, a summer job, that wall, I can tell you, has a 50-50 chance of staying up.
So far, so good. So SES was last week.
Mm.
You were vacationing, so we sent everybody else to New York, which I hear was a very successful show.
Indeed. We had a lot of fun, and we feel like we're on to a new segment, which we'll reintroduce today on the link, the fun links that can make your life better.
Well, let's get to it, Byron. Tell me about the links that you have.
Well, before I do, I have a couple of things I wanted to run by you.
Oh, great.
One is the Google annual report arrived in my mailbox this week.
Get out of here.
Isn't that fun?
That's fun. How much money?
Now, let's do a little bit of analysis of this annual report. And for those that don't know, I used to be in the sort of graphic arts industry working for corporate ID firms, and I was involved with the production of dozens and dozens of annual reports. And it's just, as I opened the package, I was like, wow, let's just take a look at it. This is quite fascinating. As we know, Google does little or no advertising or marketing or promotion, save a few minuscule trade show handouts we may receive. So the annual report is a big deal. Obviously, the communication is to their shareholders primarily, although the world reads with open eyes every word of anything that's published. Particularly anything that's published by the founders. There's a wonderful sort of an intro letter that Larry and Sergey sort of trade off every year of writing. And this year they sort of took a safe route out of their marketing strategy, if they had any marketing strategy with the annual report, and they sort of interwove these testimonials into their intro analysis and summary of what was going on. What are your thoughts on testimonials?
What are my thoughts on testimonials? Sometimes they can feel a little forced.
That and, you know, let me read one to you.
I think it's like, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You know what I mean?
I was up and running in 15 minutes. For somebody like me who isn't comfortable with the PC, it was quite a revelation, referring to the advertising division of Google, AdWords.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the advertising division of Google is 98% of their revenue. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I read a quote like this, and am I supposed to say, oh, my gosh, I'm buying more stock on this? This company's really taking off here.
I mean, what are you supposed to say, right? You have an annual report. You have to get the information out. You're going to say, obviously you're going to put the company's best foot forward.
Sure.
Right? Whether it be in the testimonial through the own CEO, president, founder of the company, correct?
Certainly not the worst foot forward, but actually, let's talk about that.
What did you expect them to say? I'm curious.
We have kind of a fluffy front end here that's very safe and is using some testimonials, I guess, as credentials to make us all feel good about our investment in Google. And that's safe. That's fair.
Right.
But what I find interesting about the annual is the tone of the back end of the book, okay, which is where the core hardcore financial information, the famous 10-K as it's referred to in every annual report. And in the 10-K, I want to read to you a couple of the statements that I think you'll find interesting, because the tone is really quite the antithesis of Google's great. This is a revelation. Let's see here. The first little ditty I'll read is from the back end, and it's a quote about the business. So, our business may be adversely affected by malicious applications that interfere with or exploit security flaws in or products and services. New technologies could block our ads, which would harm our business. If we fail to detect click fraud or other invalid clicks, we could face potential litigation as well as lose the confidence of our advertisers, which would cause our business to suffer. So,
Is that really a bad thing, though, or is that just a statement? I mean,
no,
to me, that's just saying...
Well, those are disclosure arrangements. I mean,
right. The
10-K is all about disclosure and risk mitigation and full disclosure on all the risks. I don't know. We have a funky problem here with the communication of an annual report in general, right? You've got to, talk about the highlights of the company and what's happening and what's going on and be optimistic and talk about the progress in various divisions. We've got the back end of the annual report, the 10-K, that talks about full disclosure. We could go out of business. If we lose our founders, we could be seriously jeopardized and fold our doors, I mean, I don't know. What's the purpose of an annual report? There's a lot of paper in this, hundreds of pages. Is it accomplish anything? I mean, I'm surprised
Google
doesn't...
Well, but if they're a publicly traded company, they have to have an annual report.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. I'm surprised Google doesn't come out of the gate here and say, we don't want to kill trees. We're going to be the first company that bumps the road here and does not do what every company has to do, which is to file a 10-K and mail it to all
shareholders. If any company is going to do it, it would be Google.
There you go.
Yeah, but speaking of Google...
Yeah.
Let's link. What do you got for me?
The link pops for the day.
What do you got for me?
So, in the spirit of our guest later this afternoon, I wanted to show the SEO fans of the world out there a neat site that I just came across. It's called Compete.com.
Compete.com.
Compete.com. And... I think we're all a bit tired of Alexa and using Alexa as the go-to place to determine how well a site is doing.
Okay.
So if you enter a domain up there.
Which one do we want to enter?
Oh,
should we go with lifetips.com?
How about something fun? What do you have in mind? What's your favorite,
Well, I'm a news whore, that, so
perfect.
It's not going to be
fun.
How about
Boston.com, your old company?
All right, so let's go to Boston.com.
Perfect. So we're going to get a little profile snapshot, and we're going to get a complete sort of analysis of this website. People count. People count. How many people visit Boston.com?
Right.
Daily
like
count.
That.
Looks like about 2 to 2.5 million a day. Boom.
Very nice.
Isn't that cool?
Very nice. I like it. Let's go to something a little less obvious, like a, you know, smaller type of site, like Boston.com is pretty obvious.
Pretty juicy.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with a client. He's got a great little nifty site. It's called abeadstore.com out of Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, yeah, sure.
One of our clients. And, you know, small little site.
Yeah.
Beautiful looking site, by the way.
Oh, look, but they did just get a lot of traffic in March.
There you go.
Look at that.
Traffic is moving upward.
I wonder if it has anything to do with our tips and our links.
Let's hope so.
Well, you never know.
So that's a neat site. And you can also do some comparison sites and see some neat deals. Also, look in the right column. It says Who Is, and it brings you to a really cool Who Is listing.
Mm.
Tells you some data about the owner of the site and
their
meta descriptions are and their meta keywords and some neat scraping that goes on. And their
SEO
score.
And I like this little rating thing they have going on here, too.
Yep, that's going to whois.domaintools.com, which is a neat little site in itself.
Yep.
Shows a little thumbnail picture. And it also shows related sites, which I love. So if you're doing competitive intelligence and competitive research, you can quickly find out who the competitors might be.
Cool.
So that's a cool site for the SEO world. And I just stumbled on it, believe it or not. I'm usually pretty geeked out with this stuff.
Here's another one called...
This is my last one, and then we'll bring on the real deal researcher here in our fabulous show, Stephanie. But go to QuantCast. That's QuantCast.
.com?
Yes.
.org? .net?
.com.
You never know these days. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, QuantCast, similar sort of model, a little bit richer information, though. Let's take a look at a bead store again. And this is giving some really cool information.
Oh, wow.
It gives a traffic summary, but it gives some U.S.
demographics. Oh, I like the demographics. That's great.
Male, female. We've got age distribution of the traffic. We've got household income.
Fascinating.
Ethnicity, head of household education. Children ages 6 to 17. Now, how do they know that, really?
I don't know.
Makes me a little skeptical.
I'm a little skeptical. I mean, I like the demographic. I like the look. But
I don't know if it's skeptical or scary. I don't know. So, and then similar audience. There's, again, another laundry list of competitors and the scores of those competitors.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Beats
so those are my links for the day, Mel.
I like them.
Should we bring in the pro?
I like them, but, you know, I appreciate it. I dig where you're coming from, but I got to tell you, Stephanie's sites are pretty fun today.
Let's
and she also came up with a controversial one. You know how much I love controversy.
Should we take a break first?
You want to? Let's take a break. We'll let our advertisers, you know, do a little self-promotion, and we'll come back with Steph.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Howdy, boys, and you girls, too. I'm here to talk to you about Munich Media, the best CPA network, period. They sure know how to deliver, and I know something about delivery. Now, you want to get paid? Damn right you do. We'll make sure you get your money. Munich Media's got support people who know their ass from their elbow. Need a new jet ski? How about one of them newfangled plasma TVs? Well, cousin Jeremy here will hook you up with our performance rewards program. Email sub-bits, zip sub-bits, ringtones, hell, we got them all.
Yeehaw! Hey there, it's cousin Jeremy. Get on over to MILLNICmedia.com.